We are learning Masechus Yevamos Daf Yudbeis Amud Beis, and we're starting the last few words of Yudbeis Amud Aleph. Amar Rava, Rava says, "What's halacha lamaisa? Hilchasa Tsaras Islandus Muteras, Bafilu Hikirba, Bafilu Tsaras Bidai Islandus. Even Tsaras Bidai Islandus. Ve'ala Hadik Tanish Nimtzu Tanish Ayu." Sounds like this. Rava says, "Halacha lamaisa Tsaras Islandus is Muter." Means Reuven is married to two women, a Islandus and two Bracha. The bracha and an islandist, the halacha is that when he dies, bracha is mutter b'yibum. Why? The islandist is part to let it become an erva. So zakt Rashi that fakert, that here it's considered a tsara shaloi b'makir mitzvah, because the islandist was never felt yibum at all, so it's not makir mitzvah, and that's why even if it's a bitoy, the islandist is an erva, it's like a tsaras erva shaloi b'makir mitzvah, because it was never chala mitzvah yibum at all on the islandist. There's no mitzvah of Yibam at all on the islandus, and therefore, it's a tsaras bitoy shaloi b'makir mitzvah, and the tsara is mutter. So therefore he says, Hilchasa tsaras islandus mutter, v'afilu hikaba, and even if it's not a mekach tayis, still it's mutter. V'afilu tsaras bitoy islandus is also mutter. V'alah d'ktani armishta shenimtsu, tani shayu, even if you know about it. So it comes out in our mishnah when it says, kum shenimtsu, meisu, eskar shenimtsu islandus, means even for what you knew was islandus. Still, the halach is, there's no tsaras bita and there's no tsaras ev, and the reason is because it's considered that the islandist is shleim makam mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah yibun on the islandist. This is one of the aras on Rashi, that based on base. Rashi, on the sugya there, on the mishnah there, explains the word of islandist, says mekachatayis, l'chor, if you rava l'maskana, does not have to be mekachatayis. Stam, if the bita is an islandist, it's considered a tsaras bita shleim makam mitzvah. He also ravin, Omar Rabbi Yechron, Achas tsaras amenas, v'achas tsaras islandus, v'achas tsaras machas yugushosoy, kula mutaris. Rav said, Rav Yechidon, these three tsaras that we learned about in the past two blat, he holds the all mutar. Tsaras amenas, he holds not geiza otu tsaras abita amenas. V'achas tsaras islandus, he argues with Rav Asi, he holds like Rava, there's no problem with tsaras islandus. V'achas tsaras machas yugushosoy, he also holds, there's no problem with tsaras machas yugushosoy, he doesn't hold tumma ksivbe, karayis, and kula mutaris, they are all mutar. So to my right, the Tana Rabbi Kameder of Nachman, we're bringing this in because we have a kasha from our Mishnah. Tana Rabbi Kameder of Nachman, Shalosh Noshim Meshamesha Samoich. To give a little akdama to this, the halacha is an Issa Torah called Ashchosas Zera. There's an Issa Torah, you know, it's Sarah Zera, that not in the guf of Isha, it's called Ashchosas Zera. And it's a very big, very Issa Chama. And therefore, B'derach Klal, it's also for Isha to Meshamesha Samoich. That means she puts into herself a shmata that will catch the zera and not let the zera make her pregnant. The halacha is that that's called a mighty zera levatala, and that's a big iser to do. That's a big iser to do. I, how you let it then be mashamish in a ketano or ionis, I'm not going to have children. Teretz is, anytime you mashamish kedarkoi, that's not called ashkasa zera. It's only if you mashamishish b'moich, which is shaloi kedarkoi, that is like mashamishish al-itzim v'avonim, and that has a iser of Ashchosas Zera. So here, our Mishnah says, our Brisa says over here, this Tana Rabbi becoming a Rambam says, Shalosh Noshim Meshamesh Asmaich. There are three Noshim who are allowed to Meshamesh Asmaich. Ketana, Amuberes, and Manika. What's the reason? Ketana, Shema Tisaber. Maybe she will get pregnant. Veshema Thomas, and she'll die. It's dangerous. Therefore, it's Mutta Meshamesh Asmaich. Mu'uberes, Shema Tas Ubra Sandal. Maybe if she's pregnant, we worried the Shanu Ativim, but in those days it was possible to become pregnant again. And another baby, the same time with this baby, will another pregnancy will make this, who can harm the existing pregnancy and turn that baby into a sandal, which means a Vlad She'en L'Tzuras Panim. And Miniko, someone's nursing a baby, Shema Tigma Obna, the son's gonna have to stop nursing and he could die. For Yomus. So therefore, these three are Mutta to Mishameshas B'Mach. And what's the heter? So we're saying the heter is because it's sakana. So the problem is that don't have tashmish. Like why is that a heter? So that Rav Moshe Feinstein says because there's a mitzvah of oina, and that's not called zera levatala. But if there's no sakana, so then you do your mitzvah oina without any protection. But if it's sakana, then you're allowed to do mitzvah oina with this protection. And the Beit Ham really says in Tosfos that avada lefnei tashmish is vada also to put there, even though you're worried about a sakana. It's also to do. It's also to do because not derech tashmikach. According to Rabbi Tama, means that you after tashmish you put the moichin to suck out the zera. That's what we're talking about. That's how the Rabbi Tam learns. Ayin Shom is a very big sugya. But come on, this is just the shita b'tanakam. The Chama argues, this is Rameya shita. Let's go vaita. Let's get there. Beizu katana. What's called a katana? Bas yur al shon v'yemechad ad yibes shon v'yemechad. The whole discussion is on from 11-year-old until 12. Pachis b'kan less than 11 won't. V'yes l'kei m'shmesh k'dar k'varlechas. Why? Because less than 11 won't get pregnant. Over 12 is not dangerous. So it's only for that year, 11 to 12, and then a Mubera Samanika, Divrame. Chom Oyman says no. Achazu, Achazu, Meshmesh Kedarka, a Ketana, a Mubaras, a Meniko, they all are Meshmesh Kedarka. They're not allowed to Meshmesh with a Meich. Kedarka Velechas, Meshmeshim Rachmu, Meshmeshim says, Shoyme Pesoa Mashem. Hashem protects the people who do the Rots in Hashem. They do something that's natural. You don't have to worry about it. Ad Khan, the Tani Rabibi, the Bryce of Rabibi. So Rambam makes a deal. With the Kama Shem and the Sav Shem and Tomos, it says, we're worried if a Ketana is a Shemeshes, we're at a Moich. She might become pregnant and die. Mechlal, the Ika Ketana, the Ma'arav Lemesa. It means it's possible that she can become pregnant and not die. Just maybe she'll die. So the Kasha is, M'kein, Mitzinu Chamoisi Mimenes. The Chayrut should have a possibility to have a Chamoisi Mimenes. It's said in our Mishnah that Kulam Shemesu and Isgarshu Amianu, then there's no Tzara Serva. And the Mishnah said it's not possible to have that klal by chamoisa, because if you have a mother-in-law, that means that the mother-in-law had a baby, and because that's your wife. And if the mother-in-law had a baby, so it means she's obviously a gedola and she can't do mean anymore. So it says that maybe the erva didn't mi'un, she has to be a ketana, and she couldn't be your mother-in-law. That's what it says in our Mishnah. But all these three, it's not possible to be islanders because they had a baby. It's not possible to say miyim because they had a baby and it must be their gedola. So what's the problem? Let it be a chamoisai. How is it possible? The chamoisai got pregnant at 11 years old, and right before she was 12, 9 months later she had a baby, and he was a kaddish, and this man Reuben was a kaddish her, and then the chamoisai married Shimon. So it says Chamais married Shimon, and Shimon had another wife, and if she was Mayan and Shimon, so then she could do 40 even to Reuben. Like upon him, it's possible to have Mion, because the case is she had a baby while she was 11 and a half. Ema Shemet, so yeah, that's the kasha. And for the Gemara, you're right. Ema Shemet Tisaber v'Thomas v'Shua. Maybe you'll tie it like this. Shemet Tisaber, maybe she'll get pregnant v'Thomas. The reason why I'll do it, not because Shemet Tisaber v'Shemet Thomas. It means Shemet Tisaber, maybe she'll get pregnant and she'll for sure die. Before this time, 4:11, she doesn't get pregnant at all. She dies and the Uber dies. There's three levels, and the attack of sure die. Why? Because they had a baby already. Smashma. The only reason why you can't say it is because they had a baby already. But it's mashma that they're not taka gedolim yet. And if so, taka, what does it mean you can't do mean? It sounds like the reason you can't do mean is because they had a baby already, so it doesn't look good if they do mean. But avad, it is possible to be a ketana, is technically possible to have a mean. That's his mashma. We just finished saying the reason why you can't be a shakes of mean is because if they had a baby, if they were ketana, they would have died. It must be the gedolim. No, they're saying no. Only because they had a baby already. So he says, you're right. Elo olam shemet tisab v'shemet Thomas. Only a chashash. It is possible to have a baby. It is possible. Vela kasha hach. So the kasha is, why don't you have a case of chamoisa? Omer av safra, bonim hare heim kisimonim. The bonim, if you have children, it's like simonim. It's a simon, just like Shay Saris means she's a gdaila. If she has children, it means she's a gdaila. That means we said in the Havmina, you know, we said like Toysis Pshat, Toysis Vasel Shkvar Yaldu, we were saying over Toysis Pshat Shkvar Yaldu. The Moral's cast was Shkvar Yaldu is Mashmash, she's not a Gedolah. And the only reason we can't do Mina is because she already has a baby, which maybe it's the Rabban Dig Din, it doesn't look good. Like Toysis says, the Lashon is, the Sova Maksha, the Afagav Ektana Iri, less Ba Mia Midrabbanon, Visha Niris Gedolah. But like Vesvurum Oilam Shavia Beis Aris. But now the Gemara is saying, no. When she has a child, that alone is like a Simoni Godless. It's like Cyrus. The Isdamri Bonam Adifim is even better than Simonim. Lamai Nafkamina, what do you mean? What's in the game better than Simonim? Simonim are good enough. What's better than Simonim? That feel Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda holds Shtei Saris not enough. Shtei Saris is not enough to make a Gedola. Omer Achi Yarba Shachar, that you have to have a lot of hair till it looks black. But Bonim Moida, if they have children, she is that if she has children, Rabbi Yehuda is Moida, that is better than Simonim, And the halacha is that she is considered a gedayla. So the Gemara Vayta, one more Gemara, Rav Zvid Amar, Ing Bonim Bloy Simanim. This is a little different. It says, if you have children, you must have had Simanim. Right, the Gemara Vayta, just check it out. Don't like assume anything. Check out if you have Simanim. Chashin and Shavu Nosher. Worry, even if you don't find Simanim, maybe it fell out. It's more so, Honey, Chavan Dem Chayshim. That's only good if you don't mind the Amar, that says you Chayshish for here that fell out. Vela Man Dem Chayshim, Vayek Lameyma. So the Gemara, Fila Man Dem Chayshim, if you don't find Chayshish, from Tsar Leida Chashinu. Chayshish al Tsar Leida fell out. So it's not a Rai if you don't find it. If she has children, you can assume she had simanim. I didn't find it. It's not a ray. So could tsar lay the chashin and Tosfos speaks out. Even the tsar ibur could, because why don't you check out while she's pregnant. Teretz is that even the tsar ibur also can make it fall out like upon him. So therefore, it's a ray. She's a gedola. So the bottom line is, you can't have a chamois as mayim because if she has a child, she is a gedola. Either she's a gedola because she didn't die. That was one pshat in the Gemara. Or the pshat in the Gemara is, because that's like simanim, having child is like simanim, or it must be the third shot is because she has children. It must be she has simanim. I fell out. Chashirin shem anoshu. And the gavas sugi mishmesh shemayich. We have machlekes according to Rabbanon Taka. You still not allowed to have mishmesh shemayich. And avada this sugya with the Tosfos is spoken about a lot in Tshuva Sera Moshe. I in Shom for not for our discussion.